Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today with me is Meg Parker of Riverstone Wellness Center. Now, Meg is actually one of my therapists. As I mentioned in my book, Guide to Healing Pain, it's really important for us who are into healing, wanting to heal ourselves, to really gather a support team, because it really is difficult to be out there on our own, and family and friends aren't really trained enough to support us. So whether it be spiritual support, like, you know, my other guest, Pat Jones, has been on my show several times, or with, you know, some other energy work that I've been doing. You know, Meg is one of the massage therapists that I use on a regular basis. And I've asked her to come today to discuss lymphatic drainage therapy. And the reason this was so interesting to me is because, you know, I've had, you know, at least 10 years of experience with chronic pain. And over the last year or two, come to really appreciate that my lymphatic drainage was not optimal. There were many different causes of that. I found out that I had many food intolerances, and I had different kinds of infections that were, you know, kind of plugging up the system. But Meg was very kind in showing me some, you know, self lymphatic massage that I can do for myself. So I've been doing that almost every day now since she taught me. And it's been really, really interesting learning from her. And I thought, wow, what a better way to get this information out to all of you than to just interview Meg and ask her some questions about lymphatic massage, because a lot of people haven't really heard about it. So let me tell you a little bit about Meg before I introduce her. She has had over 15 years of experience working with the youth, families, and athletes, including Olympic athletes. If you know about me, you know that I live in the Olympic region, Lake Placid, New York, and we have a lot of Olympic athletes, especially winter Olympic athletes, come through here. Meg is also trained in holistic fitness. She's a holistic fitness practitioner, personal trainer, sports yoga instructor, mind and body trainer, and mental skills trainer. She's pretty much well-rounded and absolutely delightful as well. So, Meg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to have you on today, especially since of the, you know, some of the information you've been sharing with me. Let's start with, you know, what is, you know, the lymphatics, and why is lymphatic health important?
Well, the lymphatic is an interesting system throughout the body, and it's actually one of the more recent systems discovered by scientists that moves and assists the body in its circulation and also helps move toxins throughout the body. Basically, it filters the body's fluids, which is the cellular waste system that eliminates that from the body.
Okay. And so it's sort of like a circulatory system, but it doesn't, it's not connected to the heart, right? So,
right, exactly. It's a system, yeah, it's a system by itself, and it actually has multiple channels through the system that fill up and then release into the next channel. And then basically those channels are connected to the lymph nodes, and then the lymph nodes then filter it through the system and out and eliminates it.
Go ahead.
It drops into the urination system, and then it gets eliminated through urination.
Okay, yes, that's what I was going to ask you. How does the toxins that the lymph carry out, where does it get eliminated? And you just told me through the urination system.
Mm-hmm.
So what does lymphatic health have to do with chronic pain then?
Some chronic pain can be created by congestion within the body system, causing more toxins to be accumulated, creating more discomfort. So the lymphatic work can assist the movement of that congestion.
Mm, I see. So I noticed with myself that, if I, in the past anyway, when I ate something that I was intolerant to, I would start getting kind of an achy, muscular pain and would get these muscle knots called trigger points. A lot of people might know that term, trigger points. And I didn't really have any idea that it might have been my lymphatics until I learned, from you guys, the massage therapist, that was lymphatic. So aside from, having muscular kinds of pains, how does a person know if they have a lymphatic imbalance?
It can be a variety of different kinds of imbalances that occur. Like you mentioned, trigger points could accumulate within the body. That could be a sign of it. It could be swollen areas from an injury or a surgery. So a limb, say for example an arm or a leg or another area could start to feel heavy or swollen in some senses. Other things that can happen are the skin can get tight and it can be sort of feeling discomfort within a certain area of the clothing that could be tighter around. Like, say, for example, if one arm was swollen, that clothing around that one arm would feel a little bit tighter than the other side. You could also get some decrease in flexibility, discoloring of the skin. The actual skin could actually change consistencies as well. It could be a little bit tacky or sticky. It could also produce some form of odor. So it sort of goes all along with chronic pain, where it's also showing severe fatigue as well. And severe cases of being an imbalanced lymphatic system, you could also get some form of deformities as well, like elephantitis is a perfect example of extreme lymphedema issues that could surface.
Okay. So say somebody has had surgery, like say breast cancer surgery, and they've had lymph nodes removed on their arm and they're at higher risk of having the swelling down the arm. Since part of the lymphatic system actually has been surgically removed, what happens to the lymphatic system? Is it completely shut down in that area or does it shunt somewhere else? How does that work?
We refer that system as to be an impaired system because it has less nodes and also the pathways have changed for the lymph to travel because the lymph has certain pathways through the system and through the body to travel to eliminate those toxins or cellular waste that occurs within the body. So what happens with the surgery, it sort of redirects it to a different pathway if that pathway is completely impaired and not functioning. So it tries to redirect itself. And sometimes when the arm swells or that area swells, that means it's a good indicator that that pathway hasn't found another alternative way to travel. So it's trying to move those toxins or the cellular waste out of the system through swelling or seeping of the skin or those kinds of things. So with lymphatic work, we can encourage those, we can map those pathways, but then also encourage the lymph to travel in the correct direction so it doesn't have to seep through the skin, that it can actually transfer through the system itself and then excrete.
Ah, I see. Yes, that makes so much sense. Thank you. Well, what about, someone who wants to, improve their lymphatic health at home? Are there any strategies that, in addition to seeing a massage therapist skilled in lymphatic drainage, what can they do at home to keep their lymphatic system healthy?
Every person can have influence over their lymphatic system. Drinking plenty of water and utilizing some trained self-care techniques as well can help the lymphatic system, having a proper diet. And then also another thing is exercising, and especially swimming for the exercising is really important. There's also advanced techniques too. In terms of the swimming importance, that's very important because the water movement over the skin can stimulate the lymphatic system and assist it to move rather than staying congested.
I see. And then so that kind of light, that light touch of the water is helpful for the lymph?
Yes, definitely. It's very similar to manual therapy.
Oh,
in terms of
that's
the lymphatic manual therapy. Yes.
So is that why oftentimes, I don't know if anybody else experiences this, but I'm just going to be real honest here, but is that why sometimes when I go swimming that I have to go pee right afterwards, even though I didn't have to before?
Right. It's a good possibility that you've stimulated that lymphatic system to move the toxins out of the body, and the body's just trying to excrete whatever you have just moved from swimming.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I have had some people who, you know, they're taking a hydration supplement, and I'm actually surprised that they're urinating more rather than less. Like I'll you know, measure their hydration and they're kind of low, and they take the supplement and with water, and it increases their hydration levels inside the cells, but they also experience increased urination, which I was not expecting. Some people have the opposite. But what I'm suspecting is that maybe they're just releasing or able to release a lot more toxins. Do you have any thoughts on that?
That's what I would think, is that they're releasing more toxins, so their body is indicating that they need to get rid of them rather than accumulating them in other areas.
Mm.
And so that's why they have a sense of releasing that, so the body's natural instinct is to get rid of it.
Right. Now that the water can actually get inside the cells, grab the toxins, take it out, and
mm-hmm.
right through the lymph. Yeah. Okay. Cool. How about dry brushing? There's a lot of ancient, you know, Ayurvedic and other types of Eastern philosophies that suggest using a soft bristled natural brush to go backwards and brush the arms and legs and the torso in a motion towards the heart. Is that is there any evidence to show that that's helpful at all, or that makes a difference in the lymphatics?
It definitely has had impact on the body. Scientifically, I'm not really 100% sure if the dry brushing has been proven, if it has seen that kind of increase in moving the toxins. I know that people do feel better and they do get rid of some toxins when they do dry brushing. It's just, I'm not sure how much has been proven. There are
okay.
some other advanced techniques as well that have been helpful with lymphatic care as well. There's some gentle rocking that you can do on a mini trampoline as well. It's sort of like a heel-toe rocking back and forth, as well as kinesio taping as well. There's a certain taping technique that you can apply tape onto the skin surface to encourage the flow of the lymphatic system, as well as some compression stockings, as well as garments to help with the system as well.
Ah, I see. And are these things, you know, is it necessary to see a therapist to make sure you're using them correctly? Otherwise, you might make it worse?
Most definitely, especially certain, for example, the taping. If you're applying it in the opposite direction of the flow, that could cause some issues. And then same with the compression stockings and garments, you want to make sure that you have the proper fitting and size for your limb or for the area that you're attending to or, you know, want to influence.
So is it actually dangerous for people just to buy, you know, from the pharmacy shelf some sort of compression hose?
If it's the wrong size, it can potentially be more irritating for the individual, yes.
Ah, I see.
It's really it's very important for the individual to get the proper sizing, so it doesn't restrict, but it enhances the movement.
Okay. Well, I just now that I've taken most of the time, I forgot that I should welcome people who are listening to the show. If they want to ask you any questions, they can call in. So let me just give that number. So guests can call in at 818-514-1190 and hit 1. So I know your hand's up and you want to ask Meg a question. So again, that number is 818-514-1190 and just hit 1. So I know you have a question. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep asking questions of Meg since I want to pick her brain on this kind of stuff. So say you have someone who comes to you for lymphatic therapy. So a lot of people might want to ask, well, you know, how long does it take to make a difference? Is the difference immediate? Does it last? You know, are there certain people where, you know, it would work better than others?
Usually, as soon as you have manual therapy initiated in the body, usually you can feel an instant difference. You can feel sort of a drawing kind of feeling, sort of like a vacuum kind of feeling that most people do feel when they get manual therapy. However, not everybody feels that instant. Sometimes it takes more people a bit longer to feel that vacuum kind of sense of that manual therapy.
Okay. And then are there certain people where it works better for than others?
That's a really challenging question because no matter what, everyone can benefit from manual lymphatic work. It's just whether what they're struggling with, if they have a condition. Some conditions take longer to have them move and open up versus some conditions are already opened up and they're less congested. So sometimes that is a quicker system to respond.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure you've had this before in some of our shared patients, clients, is that, you know, someone who, you know, you open their lymphatics up and they come back and some of it's closed again. And so what does that mean? Does it mean there's something in their diet that's causing that? Or is it just that the system will tend to open up, then close up, and then open up, and then close up, and you kind of inch your way to improvement?
It's definitely a process of improving the system, that's for sure. And some individuals, it could be caused by exercise. It could be caused by a form of food that they eat that they're intolerant to. It could be a combination of different things. Stress levels can affect the lymphatic system as well. So those are some things that an individual can be affected by to cause congestion within the system. And, you know, further studies need to occur probably with talking about meridians and talking about chi energies and those kinds of things can probably affect the lymphatic system as well.
However,
I'm still learning about those things. And hopefully with, you know, our combination of practicing, we can get a further understanding of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting, certainly the combination. I found out that there are these lymphatic ports that I mentioned in my book that mine was kind of closed off, and later on I found out it was because I had multiple food intolerances, and they kept closing off. So the minute my other massage therapist would, you know, do manual massage on my muscles, the amount of toxins would just overwhelm the port, and it would close.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping those open, I use, you know, LifeWave acupuncture patches for that, and I just muscle test to see whether I need it for that day. Today is a yes day, so I have them over that port. But do you often find that there are certain spots on people that tend to close up, like, for example, the lymphatic ports on the chest, or is it just, you know, depending on what they're doing that week or that day?
It's definitely an individualized base where certain individuals will have more tendency for certain lymphatic ports, as you mentioned, you know, that would get more congested on a regular basis. And those seem to be sort of like a key area where they tend to get congested. And so trying to work with the whole system and thinking about the whole entire lymph system, how can you aid that port to be more fluid and more open, thinking about, okay, what else is contributing to that and where is it going? So it's like thinking about before and then the actual port itself and then the after, where it's going. Is something being backed up that it can't move forward?
I see.
Thinking down the channel of the chain of command kind of thing. you know, something down at the bottom of the chain might be affecting the movement of the flow.
Okay. So if, for example, you know, the lymph is, you know, dumping in, and does it dump into the heart and then to the kidneys, or does it go to the kidneys directly?
It depends on where it is in the body. The main port is up in your neck area, and that's where it jumps into the heart and then down into the system and out. And then sometimes it does enter into the kidney area as well, because the organs also have lymph themselves. You have multiple layers of the lymphatic system. You have, you know, your superficial layer, which is the skin layer. Then you have muscular layer of the lymph. Then you have nerve. Then you also have organ. And then you also have bone. So all of those layers have a form of lymph in them. It's just whether how they're working all together, and also if they're congested or not congested.
Oh, I see. So can you, as a lymphatic massage therapist, can you affect the lymphatics of the bone area, or is that too deep?
No, you can.
Okay.
You can affect all those areas. It's just a different technique, a bit different technique and intention.
Ah, okay. So you can actually sense which layers are imbalanced, and also use your intention to do when you do your therapy in order to release those layers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Neato. So how long does it take to be good at what you do as far as the lymphatic drainage? Because I know not every massage therapist is trained in this technique.
Right. It takes a very long time to, as I would say, dial into your lymphatic flow and treatment process. It's a very sensitive process, and the institute that I'm trained with is Chitley Institute, and they teach the pathways and identifying the pathways, and not all lymphatic manual therapists can identify the pathways. For example, the Vater Institute, they really teach on the actual movement of the lymphatic system versus the pathways. So Chitley Institute takes it to a whole nother level, where they actually teach you the manual therapy of which directions and which ways it's going, but then also to map and identify which path it's going on.
Oh, wow. And there's so many different paths. So that's actually quite complex and deep. And so I can understand you saying that you need that time and experience to really be able to feel all those different levels. Wow.
Yes, definitely. You need to be in tune to the different levels, but then also the different pathways as well.
Okay, got it. So if you're just calling in or just joining us, I'm interviewing Meg Parker of Riverstone Wellness. She's a lymphatic massage therapist and specializes in this area. And we're talking about how lymphatic drainage can be really helpful for people with chronic pain as well as other issues. If you have a question to ask Meg, you can put your hand up. If you want to give us a call live, it's 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And just press 1 so I know that your hand up and is up, and then you have a question for Meg. So Meg, talk a little bit about, before you were talking about, you know, these wraps or these compression outfits, how many people, like, that specialize in what you do, do that around, say, the U.S. or U.S. and Canada? Do you have any idea?
Mostly, I don't know exact number of how many people actually do that. It's a very specialized technique of actually sizing people up for a stocking or a garment kind of fitting. And it's really important to get the right size of fitting for the intention of the garment or the stocking. And usually hospitals and also wound care facilities would be able to do those kinds of sizings for those stockings or garments. And as you go through your treatment, the idea is to get to a maintenance form of treatment. Say if you do have some form of intense swelling, or say if you have lymphedema to a certain stage, you would want to try to get that to a maintenance level stage with manual therapy as well with temporary bandaging. And once you get to that maintenance level, then you would want to get fitted for a stocking or a garment that you could wear while you were sleeping or while you were, you know, traveling, or say if a day-to-day life kind of thing, some folks need to have a stocking on during the day as well. And what the intention is for those stockings and garments is to continue with the therapy after they received manual therapy, to put their stocking on or their garment to enhance and to maintain that lymphatic work that they just received.
Ah, I see. I see. Well, and I, you know, have some elderly patients who, after, you know, an infection or some other trauma, have swelling that doesn't go away. And they said, well, it's not really bothering me. You know, I'm concerned about it, you know, but they, you know, it's not an active infection. They have some swelling. It doesn't bother them in their shoe. It doesn't hurt them. So, you know, I'm having a hard time convincing them necessarily to get additional treatment because they said, well, I'm old and, you know, I'm not going to be perfect. But, you know, is there anything I can tell them about, or maybe, you know, is it really that necessary for them to get treated for that, you know, left swollen leg? You know, what kind of problems potentially could they have if it's not treated, or is it completely safe as long as they're not symptomatic?
Well, here's the thing is that with swelling, usually there is some form of discomfort in terms of a decreased flexibility of that space or area. And then, you know, clothing is definitely an issue for those areas as well, which can be very uncomfortable. And it sounds like some of the clients that you might have received or have that have those issues have grown to accept where they are. So they don't really understand what feels better. So really trying to get them to do some self-therapy in terms of some self-techniques with the lymphatic is really important, because they could actually easily maintain it themselves at more of a comfortable level with being less swollen. So it would have a little bit more range of motion and being able to be comfortable in, say, if it was an ankle, a sock, so it wouldn't restrict them in any fashion.
I see.
So it would be really important for some self-care techniques where they wouldn't necessarily have to go to see someone always for the lymphatic therapy or the manual therapy, but the self-importance, you know, self-techniques that they can do on themselves is pretty important.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, I have one last question, and that's having to do with, because you mentioned clothing. I've noticed there's some clothing lines, and I bought one, I saw the style, I liked it, had no idea it was so thick, but I guess the clothing line is supposed to help reduce inches or something if you, like, exercise in them, and you know, I was, to be honest, I was too lazy to return it. It wasn't what I was thinking it was, but I thought, well, I'll, you know, try this out. And I found that it was actually kind of difficult to skate in the outfit because it kind of tugged on my skin. It's not neoprene, but it's sort of that kind of thick. It stretches, but it kind of warms the area. Now, I like the warming part, but I'm just curious, are any of those, and people supposedly lose all these inches on their, you know, their you know, buttocks and thighs and abdomen, although mine's a little loose, so it might not do that on me. But just curious as whether these clothings, you know, actually work, or are they beneficial, or are they actually harmful because they may be, you know, kind of tight on somebody, even though they're losing inches.
Right, and that has a lot of other factors that could play a role into that. It could be hydration levels. It could be, you know, who knows what it could be. You know, there could be definitely other factors that influence that. I do know that we can do lymphatic work on cellulite within the body and actually work on cellulite and actually have a decrease in the cellulite, especially, you know, in the legs where most people accumulate cellulite. That technique can be very useful on that and sort of getting the tissues back to a normal state rather than an inconsistent state. However, the clothing thing, I'm not really sure if, you know, they're beneficial or not. I don't think they probably are too harmful as long as they're not too tight and there's additional swelling going on underneath. You know, that would be my concern, is that it's too tight and it's causing more swelling. But if it is moving the skin a bit, that is stimulating the lymphatic flow underneath. However, I would be cautious of the water content in the body and, you know, is it really just excreting water from the system because your system can't expel the heat that it's, you know, getting rid of? I mean, there's a couple different factors that I'd be concerned with.
Yeah, I know that's kind of a complicated question. I just thought of it. I thought, oh, I'll have to check in with you. And next time I see you, I'll try to remember to bring those pants in so you can see what they look like.
Yeah, because if there's sometimes, like the kinesiology tape has actually a pattern on the back of it. It's sort of like a wavy pattern that actually does assist in the fluid movement. Now, if these pants had some kind of flowy pattern underneath, that would be more understandable that it's acting like very similar to the kinesiology tape. However, you know, it's one of those things where it's, does it have that pattern or not? I don't know. And how much does it actually affix to the skin, or does it more like normal clothing where it's just sort of moving around with the body movement?
Right, yeah. No, I'm anxious to wear them for you, and then you can check and see what you think. They're certainly very warm,
great.
So that's nice, especially in the winter. Well, Meg,
yeah.
We've run out of time, and I really appreciate you being on the show today, taking your time out. I've learned a lot of, you know, lymphatic health is not something that was really focused on in medical school, and although I know you've taught me quite a bit of stuff, I tried to ask questions that maybe the average person wouldn't really know about. So it's been incredibly helpful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And then, Meg, do you have a website?
I do have a website. You can look me up at riverstonewellness.com.
All right. So riverstonewellness.com. And I think you also have a Facebook page.
I do. Yes. Same thing. Riverstone Wellness.
Yes, so if you'd like more answers from Meg, you can connect with her at riverstonewellness.com. Also on Facebook, she has a Facebook page, Riverstone Wellness. Great, thank you so much again, Meg, and thanks for everyone listening in.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.